With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. In a pre-recorded message to those attending an event hosted by the Danbury Institute, former President Trump, the presumptive GOP nominee, said it is important that Southern Baptists turn out and vote in the upcoming election.
We have to defend religious liberty, free speech, innocent life, and the heritage and tradition that built America into the greatest nation in the history of the world, but now we are, as you know, a declining nation.
Mr. Trump says everybody needs to pull together to preserve their values and freedom.
You just can't vote Democrat. They're against religion. They're against your religion in particular. You cannot vote for Democrats, and you have to get out and vote.
Lisa Dwyer reports there's a new warning about shellfish from the Pacific Northwest.
The Food and Drug Administration is saying that consumers should avoid shellfish from Oregon and Washington State. They may be contaminated by toxins that cause paralytic shellfish poisoning, or PSP, a naturally occurring toxin produced by algae. Elevated levels of toxins were first detected in shellfish along Oregon's coast on May 17th. Since then, at least 31 people in Oregon have been sickened. Symptoms range from a numbing sensation to full respiratory paralysis. The Pacific Northwest shellfish industry employs more than 3,000 people and generates more than $270 million a year. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Activist shareholder Elliott Investment Management has taken a $1.9 billion stake in Southwest Airlines and wants to get rid of its current CEO.
The investment firm says Southwest failed to keep up with other airlines and suffers from outdated technology and operations. The firm says Southwest's, quote, stubborn unwillingness to evolve is causing deeply disappointing results. The airline shares have lost more than 50% in the last 3 years.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting, and this is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Los Angeles. Here's Michael Harrington.
County officials have agreed to let a Christian lifeguard work at a station that does not display the gay pride flag during the month of June. Jeffrey Little filed suit after his bosses told him that he had to raise the flag at his beachside station every day despite his religious objections. Little says, quote, my hope is that this lawsuit encourages productive dialogue between employees of faith and their employers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An Ohio-based Christian nonprofit that organizes off-campus Bible classes for public school students has recently taken off in Indiana. The non-denominational LifeWise Academy says it has tripled the number of programs it will run in Indiana starting this fall and has vastly increased its reach across all 50 states. CEO Joel Penton says while LifeWise wants to teach all 50 million public school students nationwide, its programs will be available at more than 520 locations. This is SRN News. An NFL coach who has never guided his team to a losing season has been given a contract extension. Here's correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh.
The Pittsburgh Steelers have given longtime head coach Mike Tomlin a multi-year contract extension. The six-time Super Bowl winning organization announced Tomlin's new deal on Monday, saying they gave the 52-year-old coach a new three-year deal. Steelers president Art Rooney II said in a statement, quote, Mike Tomlin's leadership and commitment to the Steelers have been pivotal to our success during his first 17 years as head coach. Tomlin guided the Steelers to a Super Bowl title in 2009 and ranked second all-time in coaching victories in franchise history behind only Chuck Knoll.
U.S. stocks ticked up to more record highs today. That's ahead of a week with several top-tier reports coming on inflation. The S&P 500 rose 13 points, the NASDAQ up by 59. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.